Whoa, why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello there, and welcome to everyone that is tuning in and checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. We are super excited to have you joining us here today. OMG, we have a phenomenal show lined up for you. Yes. So let me tell you who we have coming up on the show. Actually hanging out in the virtual green room. Hopefully he's enjoying some virtual snacks. We have Damian Merle. He is here. I'm telling you, I've had the opportunity to see him minister a couple of times live and in person, so I'm glad we made the connection to have him come on the show so we can talk about his new single, Kingdom Come. But let me tell you, he has performed and ministered on BET's Bobby Jones Gospel, TVN's Dino Show, and many others. He has worked with Halle Berry's Battered Women's Project. He shared the stage with so many people such as Kirk Franklin, Walter Hawkins, Karen Clark Shear, Mary, Donnie McClurkin. The list goes on and on. He serves as the minister of music at Word Changing Heart Ministries in Wilmington, North Carolina. Where my North Carolina people at? And he is the leader of the gospel ensemble, Salome. And we are excited, again, Damian Merle and Salome, new project out, Kingdom Come, new single, Kingdom Come, and we are going to chat it up with him. Listen, he's also a Grammy Award nominee and Stellar Award nominee. You certainly remember him from Donald Lawrence and the Merles. Yes, the same person. So we're going to be chatting up with him. And then we're going to move into our second segment, Tickle Pink is so rightfully so, because we're going to be talking to Sharissa Sawyer, and she has a campaign that is out called Charge Up, Charge Pink. Charge Up, Charge Pink, and it's a survivorship campaign that supports and empowers and really celebrates men, women, and youth who have fought against some type of health or social or economic concern. And she actually has a gala this weekend in Atlanta, breast cancer survivors, cancer survivors. It's called a Pink Champagne Gala, and she's honoring Dr. Jackie Walters. And if you are a reality TV show fan, you know her from Bravo's Married to Medicine, and so we're going to be chatting up with her. And then in our last segment, I'm excited to have actress and model Cheryl McQueen. She joins us all the way from California. She is a fashion hair model and, again, an actress. She has been commercially cast with brands such as the 2014 Aston Martin Vanquish, 5-Hour Energy, and Tan Secret. She has a leading role on Investigation Discovery's new series, My Dirty Little Secret, and we are excited to chat it up with this actress and hair model and hear a little bit about that side of the fence. So if you're interested in modeling and acting, keep it locked right here. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead and jump right on into our first segment. Again, Damian Merle and Salome, I'm excited to bring him to the mic again. I have heard him in person, live and in person, always so gracious, always anointed, and he's here today on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Damian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Charvette. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, listen, I know you have been doing a ton of press and interviews. If we've been following you on Twitter, has it been just a whirlwind?
Yes, it's been pretty busy, but it's I look at it as a blessing, true blessing, yeah.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about your group, 16 Singers. Tell us how you all came together and kind of put this all together.
Okay, well, I actually wanted to put together a group of singers from surrounding cities of Wilmington, North Carolina, and I named them Salome from the Bible scripture when Jesus told the blind man to wash in the pool of Salome, and he was healed. Yeah, so I named them that simply because I wanted them to be a spiritual pool of Salome. I wanted to be to the point that whenever we sing or whenever we minister, that people will come one way and not leave the same way, that they will be healed or they will be inspired and be empowered. And so that's how that came about. And the name Salome also meant sent. So it, it comes with a purpose as well.
Outstanding. That's powerful. That's a powerful mission to be on. And you've had the opportunity, certainly with your group, to travel all around. And then now you have a single out, Kingdom Come. So tell us about this song. And listeners, we're going to let you hear it a little bit later on. But tell us about this single and how you selected it to be the single.
Okay. Actually, I was sitting in church, and, you know, my brother pastors a church that I minister music of here in Wilmington, North Carolina, and he was teaching on the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. And so just sitting there and taking all that in, I went home and got in the studio and sat by the piano, and the words of these songs came about. And so pretty much what I wanted people to get from this song is that when Jesus died on the cross, that he died for our sins, but he also brought back the kingdom of heaven to earth. And so I just feel like there's so many things that us as Christians, as people that we settle for sickness, mm-hmm. we settle for poverty, or whatever's handed to us, we take it. And so I just want people to understand that the kingdom of heaven is here, and it's here right now. And if we just choose to live in it, that, you know, that we'll realize that, you know, that God has already done it. It's a finished work. So if it's been, it's already been done. So it is already has been taken care of, and all we have to do is walk in it. And so I just think that if we understand that, you know, that there's, you know, the world presents a lot of limitations, but if we can get that in our spirit, that we'll understand that, you know, hey, that the kingdom of God is limitless. He can do all things, that God has provided so many miracles, and it's up to us to just step in and go forth. And so that's the message that I wanted people to get from this song, that the kingdom is here. It's here right now.
Outstanding, limitless. I love that. So certainly a message embedded in the music, a message that is embedded in the music. And so certainly you have been referred to as Donald Lawrence protege. And what has it been like being able to work with him in the past, and I'm sure mentorship that he's been able to give?
Absolutely. It's been a great experience. I mean, I sat up under Donald for at least close to 10 years, even with the Tri-City, Donald Lawrence and Tri-City Singers. And I always, he's a teacher that never stops teaching. He's always teaching something, whether it's about music or whether it's about the business. He's very knowledgeable. I recently told him, I said, hey, man, I said, I've been here in the background, and I feel like I've become the richest just from being up under his ministry, you know, that I've learned so much from it. And so he's always shared with me little nuggets as things like this, when he said that there are many people that write, but there's few people that write songs that lift up. And so, I mean, this has been, ever since he's told me that, I've been on a mission to, each time that I write songs that live way beyond me, something that can, that can still bless people when I'm not around, you know. So, so this is, he's definitely a great producer, songwriter, businessman. I mean, you can name it all. He's a major supporter, too. He's even supporting me behind this project as well.
Well, a big shout out to him. And it's awesome to see partnerships and support within the music industry. Sometimes people have a different perception. So there you have it, listeners, right there. Real life example of supporting one another in the music ministry. If you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting it up with Damian Merle and Salome. Yes, yes, yes. You want to keep your eye open. Listen, I put him on my mobile app a little while ago, actually, when the single first came out. We've been tweeting them, Facebook, and all that good stuff. Tell people how they can connect with you online.
Okay, yeah, you can connect with me. You can go to my website, which is www.damianmerle.com, or you connect with us on facebook.com/DamianMerle2 or twitter.com/DMNSalome.
All right, there you have it. Yes, connect, listeners. All right, so we talked about the single. What has it been like, I'm sure, putting together a full project for this? What has that experience been?
It's been a wonderful experience. I'm so excited about releasing the project to the world. I mean, it's just so many great songs on there that I believe it's going to help so many people, and I believe that it's an on-day album for everybody. And I've, I've even had the privilege to work with some guest artists, such as Lejeune Thompson, and also, American Idol's George Huff. And so, and then I have some of my family members that, Andre Merle from the Merles, and one of my brothers is part of the group with me, too. So you get a little mixture of a little bit of everything there. So I think it's going to be something that's great. It's been a long time coming, but now it's time for it.
All right, it is upon us. Can you tell us any sneak peeks about any songs or tracks we could expect to hear on the new project?
Wow, there's a song called there's so many. Of course, the album is entitled "Take a Stand," and there is a song called "Take a Stand," which God gave to me in a dream. There's a song called "Don't Cry." There's a song called "I'm at Your Service." I wouldn't even know which one to start with. I believe that everyone will get something major out of it, and it's going to be a blessing if people will just go out and support it. It will be worth your while. I promise you that.
All right, a promise with him is a promise, you guys. So I'm telling you, I've seen him live and in person. It's not often that I get to actually see a artist that I'm interviewing live, minister live and in person. I've seen him a couple times, and you will not be disappointed. And again, we're going to let you hear Kingdom Come in just a few minutes. How can they get a copy of Kingdom Come?
Okay. You can actually, it's on any downloadable site. I mean, it's on iTunes. It's on Amazon.com is on what I heard, Spotify, and all these other sites that you can get it from. And if for those who want a hard copy, if I'm in your area and you come see us and perform, then most likely I will have hard copies on me anywhere that I perform.
All right, there you go. And so how have you been able to balance, serving as a minister of music in your local body, an artist, that's traveled the world, you're married, big shout out to your lovely wife. How do you balance
you.
All of that? You're welcome. How do you balance it all?
You know what I say is the grace of God. I'm fortunate to have people that are very, very supportive of what I do. My wife is very supportive. My pastor is supportive, but he's also part of the group, so that makes that helps too.
And he's a bad somebody. Let me tell you, if you give him the mic, he's a bad somebody. You're gonna know he took the mic.
He's on fire.
Yes, he is on fire.
Yeah. But so I have people that are very supportive and believe in the ministry. That God has placed me in the mission that He's given me, and so it really helps. Only way I can say that I balance it is by the grace of God. If I turn around and look back at it, I wouldn't know how I do it. But I know that it has to be done. I'm called to do it, so I'm just keep looking forward and make it happen. And I thank God for just giving me the opportunity to be able to do it, because He could have given it to anybody else.
Yeah, he is gracious to us. He is gracious to us. Well, I think this is a good place to pause and play Kingdom Come. Again, I know your schedule is crazy. Just looking at your Twitter and all the great places you've been doing promotions and media. And so we're glad we just had an opportunity to just snag a few minutes of your time and just feature you on the show and feature your music. And we just wish you continued success. My last question for you before we go to Kingdom Come, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate? What continues to motivate you?
Well, I tell you this, and I say this quite a bit. Just having a relationship with God is important. And I would tell anyone, when everything looks like you can't do it or you can't make it, when you stop concentrating on the problem and concentrate on Him, that's when things start to turn around. And so that's been my life situation. God has, the minute that I stepped away in my prayer closet and just really focused and established my relationship with Him, He worked out things that I couldn't even work out in years. And so that's the secret. And I just want to encourage everyone to just get that relationship with God, even when you look at your circumstances. Forget about your circumstances and focus on Him, and He will handle it. Like as if it was a piece of lint in the air. We have a big God. We serve a big God, and He's an awesome God. And if you just establish a relation with Him, He wants to do it. He loves you enough that He wants to do it. So hopefully that encourages someone to do that.
Yeah, he wants to do it. He wants to do it. That's the nugget there. That's the nugget there. Well, I don't think we can add any more, take anything from that. We're going to go ahead and play Kingdom Come again, Damian. Thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, here we go, listeners.
Yeah, my name is Damian Merle, and this is my group, Salon. We just want you to know that you've been adopted into the royal family. You have the power to decree and declare the word of the Lord. Now listen.
Yeah.
out. Check them out. I'm telling you what, on fire right there. Listen, we're going to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back. We're going to be back with Miss Sharisa Sawyer to hear all about Charge Up and the campaign she's on. So listen, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Joy Fest is coming back to Richmond. It's your man, Kirk Franklin.
It hurts, y'all, but still.
Come on.
Y'all
what's up, God's people? I want you to join me for a day of worship and music Saturday, July 19th at King's Dominion. Joy Fest also features Sherry Shepherd, Tamela Mann, and your MC, Bone Hampton.
And just added, Canton Jones. Get the best price now and save $5 when you buy early bird tickets through June 20th by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com.
And your ticket to the festival gets you into the park, too, for a full day of fun and rides as King's Dominion celebrates 40 years of family fun, thrills, and memories.
Feel the joy, people, at King's Dominion, July 19th, Saturday. I can't wait to see you there with me, your boy, Kirk Franklin, Sherry Shepherd, and Tamela Mann.
Also featuring Canton Jones.
I want you to join me at Joy Fest July 19th at King's Dominion.
Tickets and more details available online at joyfest.org.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
Did you know 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually assaulted before the age of 18? Did you know that 90% of sexually abused children know their predator? Attend the I Didn't Know public forum on Saturday, April 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we raise public awareness about child sexual abuse. This event is free and open to the public, but requires registration. Register online at surroundedbyfaith.org. Don't be left in the dark. Come get the facts and never say again, I didn't know. Register at surroundedbyfaith.org.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back again. So glad to have all of those that are tuning in, listening in on the phone lines, coming in from Twitter, Facebook. We love you guys. Thank you so much for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show every single week. Listen, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Of course, go to my main website, which is just charvette.com. And if you like listening to the show on your phone, go ahead and grab my free mobile app available on iPhones, iPads, Androids, and Blackberries. Just look for Charvette in your app store, and you can get it for free. All right, so we're moving right on into our next segment. I'm excited to have this dynamic young lady joining us. In particular, this busy, crazy week she has going on, her gala that is happening. We're excited to be chatting up and talking about the Charge Up campaign, which is a survivorship campaign that supports, empowers, and celebrates men and women and youth who have fought against health, social, or economic concerns. And she has an event this week. I'm telling you what, I am telling you, the flyers off the chain. I just posted it again on my Facebook. So again, facebook.com/Charvette. And you can check it out. A pink champagne gala, breast cancer and cancer survivor celebration. And she has an awesome honoree. If you are a reality TV show buff, you will know Dr. Jackie Walters from Bravo's Married to Medicine is one of the honorees. And we're excited to have Miss Sharisa Sawyer joining us on the show. Listen, she's been hanging out in the virtual green room, so I know she enjoyed all the virtual snacks and everything that comes in the VIP virtual green room, and so I'm bringing her to the mic right now. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, we are glad to have you. And again, like I said, I know you are super busy this week, but I just wanted to feature you because of all the great work that you're doing. So tell our listeners, let's start from kind of the beginning. What is the Charge Up campaign and kind of what is your mission around it?
Yeah, the Charge Up campaign is, you know, a time where we can celebrate survivors of various concerns or issues. So, again, those are social issues, health issues, economic issues. But we're pulling people together to bring awareness about those things and really taking time to support them and celebrate their lives and show them that we see them, we know them, we're there for them. So our campaign does just that. This event is the first event for the campaign. We're definitely excited about it.
Wow, and I think a little birdie told me, i.e. Twitter, that the gala is sold out.
It is sold out. What an amazing thing. It's definitely sold out. And everybody keeps calling me now, but it's still sold out, yes.
Wow, so people are calling you for tickets. See, this is a good note,
yes.
Listeners.
Yes,
you have to jump on things early. If you see something you want to go to, jump on it and support it. So I think that is outstanding, a whole gala that you put together and you're sold out. But I do want to mention people can contribute, can donate still if they would like to support.
Yes, that is huge. We definitely are seeking more supporters, donations. They can still go on the GoFundMe.com account. That's GoFundMe.com/ChargePink. And pink is spelled P-Y-N-K. They can go on there and make donations and still be a part of this amazing event. Those donations will go to our one recipient who is a breast cancer patient at this time. She was just diagnosed in January. We're going to be supporting her at the event, as well as the Breast Cancer Survivors Network of Georgia is one of the largest support groups in Georgia for breast cancer.
Standing, so you know that your contribution and donation will go to a worthy cause. I think cancer is one of those. Yeah, one of those things is just the people need support around it. And even doctors have said just support and love and belief in a higher being we know to be God gets people through. And so what made you even start all of this in the first place? Did anything happen to a friend, a family member that gave you this charge internally?
Well, actually, yes. Well, my mom is a breast cancer survivor. She was diagnosed in 2008. And so she's a survivor now, and we, you know, I just watched her time going through and how she transformed, and all the needs that we had. And if we had an organization such as the Breast Cancer Survivors Network that offers a prayer every morning, they offer a free mammogram program for those who don't have insurance. And my mom didn't have insurance at the time that she was diagnosed. And then they also offer a hope closet where women can go in and get wigs or get prostheses and get bras and those things that are very costly. They can go in and get these things for free. And my mom, during the time, like I said, she didn't have any health insurance. So a lot of the finances that, you know, we had to find money. And so with this event, that's what I'm striving to do, is to be able to bless somebody else with, you know, we want to just give her a stipend where she can take care of her medical costs. She could take care of her transportation back and forth to chemo or thermotherapy or radiation. She can take care of her needs. Kids, she can take care of her knees, and that's the only thing that we needed at the time when my mom was going through, was we just needed support from others, $20, $50, whatever, just to help. So this event will do just that, is to help someone that is in need and that's going through it, but at the same time, celebrate their lives, because these men and women have gone through things that is just unimaginable for many of them. These things, and we would like for them to know that, you know, we are learning from you, and we thank you, we celebrate you, you know, we love you, and that's what we're going to be doing on April 19th.
Oh, listen, we're going to give you a big round of applause, Sharisa, yes, for your being on the mission to do this. And so you have a lot of great things planned at the gala. Yes. What will happen at the gala?
Oh, we have some secrets. I can't give out some of them.
Oh, okay.
But...
Don't say the secrets.
But it's definitely going to be an awesome, amazing night. There's going to be several testimonies going on. Like you said before, we are going to be honoring Dr. Jackie with everything that she's doing out in the community to bring awareness to breast cancer. We are going to, there's going to be a silent auction. There's going to be a charge paint gallery. There's paintings coming from California and different places. People are putting the paintings in our gala for the silent auction itself. Yeah, it's going to be an amazing time. It's going to be special presentations by our survivors who want people to know, hey, I'm here, and if anything were to happen to you, I want you to know that you too can survive. So they are going to be doing a presentation at that event, so we're definitely excited to see just the smiles on their faces.
All right. So tell listeners once more the web address or how they can make contributions or donations.
They can make contributions on our GoFundMe account, and that's GoFundMe.com/chargepink. They can also make donations by going to the Eventbrite page that we have. Even though the tickets are sold out, there is a donation tab, and you just go in there and make a donation of your choice. So just those two ways are the big ways to make donations. We have a website you can go on as well, which is chargeupcampaign.weebly.com.
All right, there you have it, listeners. Now, you also do a lot of great things. In addition to this, you are also an event planner extraordinaire. So tell us, like, the other the other side of your life and everything, the other things that you do.
Oh, wow. Yes, I'm a social worker first. So, you know, most of it, everything that I do is mostly charitable when it comes to events. I love putting events together that, at the end of the day, it brings not just one, put a smile on someone's face, really gather people and bring them together so they can work with one another. So I do a lot of events on the charity side. I have a radio show as well here.
Woo-hoo.
It's called the Table Talk Radio Show, yes. And I also do the Table Talk Series. And the Table Talk Series is once a month. It's a dinner party that we do, again, to bring people together and to talk about whatever topic that is. So it may be a topic on cancer, and we'll have people to sit around a table just like any other day when you're with your girlfriends or your friends, and you're talking about it. And we do that, and we always support a nonprofit organization so that we can support others. So anything that's supporting others, I'm pretty much trying to do that.
Okay, and so how can people find out about Table Talk, the radio show, and then also the actual dinner series?
Well, they can go on the Table Talk TableTalkSeries.com. That's our website, the TableTalkSeries.com. So any information that you need for the radio show is also on there, as well, of course, as our Instagram page, which is at the Table Talk Radio Show. And you can also, Instagram is at Simply Charessa.
All right, Charessa, thank you. Thank you for correcting me. Charessa Sawyer, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for correcting me. And I have tweeted as well if you want to personally connect, and, of course, tagged her in Facebook as well if you want to personally connect there.
Okay.
And so what do you see going forward as far as other events you may put on or other things that you will do to help the community?
Oh, yes. I'm doing a lot. After this breast cancer charge up event, the next one is charge up, charge on. And we are then focusing on the survivors of child abuse and bullying and anti-violence on kids. One of the things we want to do is acknowledge these children, because a lot of them, as we see, are going into school, stabbing, killing, or even taking their own lives. So we want to celebrate those kids that are going through situations to pull themselves out of it. So the next one will be Charge Up, Charge Orange. We'll start working on that for the month of November. So there's events along the way. I have a big back-to-school event that's going to be going on. Fifth year, so this is our fifth year anniversary. Yes, so I'm excited about it. It's in my hometown. I try to focus a lot on the rural communities, because the rural communities, and that's where I'm from, is area that seems to be not paid attention to. So we want to be able to do something for the individuals there. So that's the fifth year of that event. And it's actually going to be in Pamlico County. That's in North Carolina. So definitely excited. And that's August 9th.
Okay, great. So keep that on the lookout there. And we have listeners from all over. So the gala is in Georgia. You're based out of Georgia, so we know you do a lot of things in Georgia. But there you go, listeners, if you're in North Carolina, there's something available for you as well.
Yes, I go where you are. Tell the listeners, I go where you are. So if you have an event idea, we definitely can support your needs, and I can definitely travel.
You know, that is great, and a lot of people are putting on events, and sometimes I don't think people think about all of the work or the details that go into events. So I'm just going to pick your brain for a few minutes. I'm just going to pick your brain. So what would be maybe your top three to five things that you have learned, you know, as far as putting on a huge event, big events like this? Any maybe your top 3 to 5 tips you would give someone that wants to do events like these?
Well, I would say, number one, just having your mind that all events are huge, regardless of how small it is. Because if you think that way, then you get all the little details taken care of, okay? So think that all of them are big. Another is to just stay focused on what the mission of the event is. A lot of times we can get off focus, so you want to do that, because if you stick to that mission, then you can execute it the way that you is supposed to be executed. And then, two, make sure you have a great team that's beside you and around you in order to make sure that you're successful. This event here is not just about, you know, Teresa doing this and Teresa doing that. I have so many individuals around me that's really putting this event together and contacting sponsors and all of that. So definitely have a strong team with you in order to execute an event such as this gala.
All right, there you have it, live from a voice of experience, not something read in a book, but she's living it and she's doing it. Teresa Sawyer, again, listeners, keep in contact with her. Stay up to date on the Charge Up campaign and how you can support it. And again, we're glad we just had an opportunity to chat with you again during this busy week that you have while you're getting ready for the gala, but certainly I want to spotlight what you're doing. And so we appreciate you for stopping by. My last question, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you?
Oh, gosh, life, just life itself, and how blessed we are to have something like God. You know, we are blessed. So just life itself, that continues to motivate me.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. Well, great. Thank you so much again for stopping by.
No, thank you so much. And Deidre is right here, and she says hi. So thank you so much.
Hello, Deidre. Thanks for making the connections. Miss PR and marketing person herself. So
thank you, Miss Everything.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Great. Well, listeners, listen, we have a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our third segment. We are excited to be talking to actress and model Cheryl McQueen, and we are going to hear about the life, a day in the life of a model and an actress, and you're going to get to meet her and hear all about it. So listen, we have a quick commercial break, and then after that, we'll be back. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Joy Fest is coming back to Richmond. It's your man, Kirk Franklin.
It hurts, y'all, but still. Come on.
Even though I'm messy, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
What's up, God's people? I want you to join me for a day of worship and music. Saturday, July 19th at King's Dominion. Joy Fest also features Sherry Shepherd, Tamela Mann, and your MC, Bone Hampton.
And just added, Canton Jones. Get the best price now and save $5 when you buy early bird tickets through June 20th by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com.
And your ticket to the festival gets you into the park, too, for a full day of fun and rides as King's Dominion celebrates 40 years of family fun, thrills, and memories.
Feel the joy, people, at King's Dominion, July 19th, Saturday. I can't wait to see you there. With me, your boy, Kirk Franklin, Sherry Shepherd, and Tamela Mann.
Also featuring Canton Jones.
I want you to join me at Joy Fest July 19th at King's Dominion.
Tickets and more details available online at joyfest.org.
Spiritual food for thought. 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. spiritual food for thought. 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back here. So glad to have you hanging out with us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, chatting it out with us here. We're getting ready to move into our third segment. We're excited. I'm telling you what, today's show, just a lot of great, great people coming on. And so, again, we're going into our third segment now. Actress and model Cheryl McQueen, she's been hanging out in the virtual studio, virtual green room, so hopefully she has enjoyed some virtual snacks there. Actress and model, I'm telling you what, she has been commercially cast with brands such as the 2014 Aston Martin Vanquish, the 5-Hour Energy, and 10 Secret. You can also see her in Investigation Discovery's new series, My Dirty Little Secret, a heavy fashion hair model, and guess what? She's here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show today to chat it up with us, so we're glad to have her. We're coming to the mic, bringing to the mic right now, Cheryl McQueen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much.
Oh, great. We're glad to have you. Glad to have you. So let us chat. How did you get into modeling? Let's talk about modeling first, and then we'll go to the acting. How did you get into the modeling side of things?
Well, honestly, the modeling kind of came with the acting. I had a very brief experience modeling when I was about 16 in New York, and it kind of turned me off from the whole industry. I was an athlete. I was about 5'11", very kind of healthy young woman. And an agency told me that, you know, in order to sign me, that I had to lose 25 pounds, which is a significant amount of weight. And I was, you know, I was skinny, and it just that whole experience, it really turned me off. So I definitely did not sign with that agency, and I kind of, you know, took a break for about almost 10 years, doing modeling here and there for friends, but for nothing, you know, for nothing very, nothing big, nothing that I would have to, you know, lose a ton of weight for or anything. So then I started acting. I did work in the fashion industry for about 4 years. I quit the fashion industry and started acting, and then through the acting, I just started booking a lot of modeling gigs as well. Signed with an agency, and an agency that is, you know, very okay with my look and, you know, my kind of feminine curves and, you know, what have you. So I definitely think having the support of an agency, it's very, very necessary in this industry.
Wow, and certainly we would say that the modeling industry is probably a very strict on what they would say would be a curve, because it's almost preposterous. But, you know, talk a little bit about if there are those that are out there saying, I really want to model, I want to be on America's Next Top Model, I'm watching, you know, these shows, and that, what are they looking for realistically, you know, to kind of level set people?
For high fashion, which are, you know, the runway models, and they're looking for somebody skinny. And I get it, because I did used to work in fashion, you know, and for some reason clothing drapes very nicely over kind of a slender figure. But for, you know, and I think that's great if you're naturally a skinny woman. But there is a whole segment of the modeling industry, you know, that a lot of people don't think about, you know, commercial models, print models that have more of a attainable figure and are still, you know, beautiful and still skinny. They just might have, you know, more hips or whatever it is. So I definitely, I think, you know, there is that segment of the industry that, you know, you can get a lot of work.
Great. I'm glad you said that, and I wanted to share that, because certainly you've done a lot with in the hair modeling. So, listeners, there are options. There are options.
Mm-hmm.
There are options. So don't get stuck in one place. And so, beautiful. We have your picture on our site and our mobile app and all the good stuff. So, beautiful hair.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So was it just like you naturally had nice hair and people said, hey, you should do hair modeling?
Yeah, it was a few years of people telling me that. And then, you know, again, it wasn't really something I was going to pursue directly, just because the acting is really, you know, that's my love and that's my passion. But, you know, with that said, hair modeling gigs are great and they pay well. And, you know, who doesn't want that? So I I booked one, and then from booking one, I just started to kind of, you know, it was a domino effect. I just started to book more. So
there you have it. All right, so let's talk about the acting side. When did the acting bug bite you? Do you remember how long ago that was?
Oh, yeah, that was actually probably around the same time that first modeling experience happened. And so, you know, as I said, I was an athlete. I was a three-sport athlete. You know, sports were just really a big part of my life. But acting had always been something that I admired. You know, any play I went to or movie I saw, I wanted to be doing that. So I remember my high school was having, they were having a one-act film festival where, you know, there were just these small little plays that were going on. So I heard about the auditions. I didn't really tell anyone, any of my friends or my family, that I was going to go on these auditions. You know, I prepared my own monologue in my room at night by myself. And I went to the audition the next day. And, you know, I was waiting, as you sometimes do in auditions. And then all of a sudden it was, you know, almost 4 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock I had my track practice. And for me, track was, you know, that was my favorite sport. I loved it. I was varsity, you know, all 4 years. And it just, that was a priority for me. So unfortunately I had to decide which to choose. So I chose track. And then that moment has, you know, it stuck out in my mind for, about 10 years after that. You know, I ended up going and getting my degree in fashion at Syracuse University, and that was great. And I worked in the fashion industry for about 4 years. And then, one day I woke up and I knew that it, you know, fashion was amazing, but it just was not. It was not, you know, something I would want to do in, you know, 5 years, 10 years. So I quit my job and I put myself into an acting conservatory.
Wow. How do you remember the lines? Are there any tricks to remembering, like, the lines?
Yeah, and you know what's funny? I have the worst memory.
Get out of here.
I really do. Like, with, you know, what I did last week, I have no idea. But for some reason I don't know what it is, you know, of course it's training and all of that. But there, you train your brain almost to, you know, you read something, you know, maybe 3 times, 6 times, you read it with somebody else. And you just remember. I don't really know how to describe it. It's definitely a lot of practice. In the beginning, it was a lot harder for me. And, you know, there are little tricks, like I'll sometimes, if I have a big audition, you know, the next morning, I'll record the other person's lines, you know, who I would be having the scene with.
Uh-huh.
And I will kind of sit with my little digital recorder in bed before I go to sleep and go over the lines.
Good tip.
Yeah. So everybody has, you know, their own little trick and, you know, their own way of learning lines. But really, you know, it's about repetition, and then, you know, with practice, it happens easier and easier. You wouldn't believe.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Listeners, if you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're chatting up with Cheryl McQueen, actress and model. Keep it locked right here. We're just hearing about all of the great things. So if those of you that are saying, I want to be an actress, I want to be a model, we're just giving you a little of the inside scoop. All right, Cheryl, tell us about the Investigation Discoveries, the new series, My Dirty Little Secret. What is that about?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a lot of fun. So that was when I was back in New York. I live in L.A. now. And so that was a TV show that was based on a true story. And the character I played, which was the lead role, and actually that was my first big leading TV role. So that was just, you know, big accomplishment in and of itself. But I played this lady, her name is Mary Ellen Samuels, and I do believe that she is still in jail in real life. But essentially, it told the story of, you know, her kind of just wild life and how she, you know, she married this guy that she knew from high school, decided that she, you know, didn't really love him anymore a few years into their marriage, and, you know, would rather have his money, so she paid her daughter's fiance to kill him off, and then, you know, the story kind of unravels, and she ends up paying somebody else to kill him off. So it was just, you know, she was just a very manipulative, crazy woman.
Which I'm sure you are nothing like, so it was completely, totally acting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, with any role that you work on, you know, you kind of, you know, of course, I've never paid anybody to do anything like that, but you kind of, you'll tap into, you know, different emotions that you would experience, you know, through something like that. So there was a lot of manipulation. So I kind of, you know, I worked on that emotion a lot and, you know, where I have felt that before in my life or, you know, what have you. So.
Wow. And so what would you like to work on in the future? Are there any projects or shows that are out and you're like, wow, if I got on that, I would knock that out of the park?
I mean, there are so many series that I am just absolutely in love with. I'm a big Game of Thrones fan. I'm a big Mad Men fan, even though I know that show is finishing this season. I do really, really love it. And recently I've been really into The Good Wife, the show about, you know, a bunch of lawyers in Chicago.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that.
Yeah, so, you know, I think I really like that type of role, but also, you know, with Game of Thrones, there's just so much action and, you know, fighting and just very intense scenes. So I would love to work on a show like that eventually.
Okay, cool. Are there any actors or that you would really like to work with or collaborate with?
Oh, wow. I mean, I would love to work with Johnny Depp, but that's like a real far-fetched dream.
Oh, wow.
I just think he is so amazing and just so much fun to watch. He's just so, you know, every movement and every mannerism and, you know, every word that he says is just so interesting. So, yeah, I think he would be my very far-fetched dream of somebody to work with.
Okay, cool. And I mentioned earlier that you were commercially cast with brands such as the 2014 Aston Martin Vanquish. What was that like? What was that experience?
That was a lot of fun. That was a very fast car.
Did you walk away saying, okay, do I get the car? Do I get to keep the car?
I wish. Well, no, I did get to drive it around, though, for the whole weekend that we were filming, so that was pretty cool.
And also
a little nerve-wracking. You know, I had to sign off on the insurance and everything, so that was a little scary. but, yeah, it was, you know, every year, I guess, with these new Aston Martins, they send, you know, for 2015, they would send the 2015 cars here this year as the press cars. So they'll send two of them, usually in kind of, you know, ridiculous, crazy colors. So the one that I drove was bright orange. And so they'll just, you know, they basically send these cars from location to location throughout the U.S. and, you know, different companies do press on them. So it's all like through Aston Martin, and then you you know, what we did was it was a short film for this car. So, you know, we were driving through the canyons of, you know, through Malibu, and just it was a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. Completely. And, like, how much are those cars in real life?
You know, that is a very good question.
I have no idea. And, you know, quite honestly, if you have to ask, it's probably not in your range. Listeners,
oh,
I guess that's the and I ask that for those that are listening, because I know those are some questions. So that's for all of us. If we have to ask, it's probably not in our range just yet. Just yet. It's not in our discretionary fund just yet. So, okay, so that's cool. That's cool. Have you had any experiences where, and I know this is probably kind of tricky to answer, but that you would say, yep, don't want to do that ever again? I know we talked about some of the fun ones, but any experiences, other than we talked about the modeling, but any acting experiences where you were like, that doesn't feel like I want to do something like that again?
Nothing that I actually got. I'm a very, for a good reason, but I'm a very kind of cautious actress in the sense of like what I will do and what I won't do. Every role, you know, even when it comes down to the signing of a contract, I'm very meticulous, and I like to know, you know, everything that I'm going to be held accountable for, everything that I'm going to have to do. You know, and as a young actress, especially when I was starting in the industry, you know, everybody's going to try and make you take your top off. You know, everybody's everybody's going to try and do something, you know, make you do something scandalous. So you really have to, you know, kind of put your foot down and say, like, you know, no, I will not do this. I will still put on a very good performance, but I will do it with what I'm comfortable with. You know, so there definitely, I would say there was one experience in particular where I, you know, long story short, I almost got involved in a very scandalous film. And this was after the director had ensured me that I would not have to, you know, do any of these wild sex scenes that they had written in, and that I would not have to, you know, I would not have to take my clothes off or anything like that. And then I finally get the contract a day before filming, and it says that I do have to do all those things, and that if I don't, I'm financially liable. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So needless to say, I did not get involved in that production. But I think, you know, that would be the only kind of bad experience, I guess, I ever had with, you know, a role or the industry. But luckily, I didn't even have to get involved. So I think, you know, just as long as you keep your eyes open, you're good.
You're good to go. Well said, well said. All right, listeners, well, you've heard it here alive, and you heard it here with the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, chatting up with Cheryl McQueen. Cheryl, tell people how they can connect with you online or your website.
Absolutely. My website is Cheryl McQueen, and my name starts with a C, not an S. So it's Cheryl, Cheryl McQueen, McQueen.com. And my Instagram, where you can kind of follow my day-to-day progress and, you know, what's going on, is C, like Cheryl, and then McQueen, McQueen.
Outstanding, outstanding. And my last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Just, you know, kind of making the best out of each day and making myself feel proud of myself and knowing that, you know, everything that I do is working towards the goal that I see for myself. So just, really being proud of myself every day.
Well said, well said. Well, we're glad we had a chance to chat it up with you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And, again, just get to hear the behind the scenes about your acting and your modeling and giving some tips to our listeners. So we're glad you stopped by, and we thank you so much and wish you much more continued success.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right, you're welcome. All right, listeners, keep it locked right there. We're going into our fourth segment. Excited to have a dynamic young lady joining us, attorney Carmen A. Booker. She is an attorney, a business consultant, and chief consultant for CompuPerfect Professional Services, and they offer business consulting, they specialize in business incorporation, nonprofit incorporation, tax exemption application registration, grant research and writing, and much, much more. And so we're excited to feature attorney Carmen A. Booker. We're going to be bringing her to the mic after this very, very quick commercial break. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Joy Fest is coming back to Richmond. It's your man, Kirk Franklin.
It hurts, y'all, but still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
What's up, God's people? I want you to join me for a day of worship and music Saturday, July 19th at King's Dominion. Joy Fest also features Sherry Shepherd, Pamela Mann, and your MC, Bone Hampton.
And just added, Canton Jones. Get the best price now and save $5 when you buy early bird tickets through June 20th by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com.
And your ticket to the festival gets you into the park, too, for a full day of fun and rides as King's Dominion celebrates 40 years of family fun, thrills, and memories.
Feel the joy, people, at King's Dominion, July 19th, Saturday. I can't wait to see you there. With me, your boy, Kirk Franklin, Sherry Shepherd, and Tamala Mann.
Also featuring Canton Jones.
I want you to join me at Joy Fest July 19th at King's Dominion.
Tickets and more details available online at joyfest.org.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are excited to be bringing to the mic attorney Carmen A. Booker. I'm telling you what, here to chat it up. This tax season, I'm sure, has been a bear for some people, and so we thought it would be a great idea to bring her on air and let you hear about her services and everything she has to offer. Attorney Carmen, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be on the show.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about your company, CompuPerfect Professional Services.
Okay, well, CompuPerfect Professional Services is a business consulting firm. It's my own company that I started 18 years ago. Well, really 19 years, since this is year 2014.
Oh, wow.
And I started part-time originally. And then back in 1994, I took a step of faith and started doing it full-time. And God has fully met me ever since that time. He gives me the ideas and the creative marketing techniques that I use. And he also connects me with people that he wants me connected with to help expand the company and help more people.
Wow. And so what do you find yourself spending the most time doing? Are you helping nonprofits more, small businesses? Where do you kind of spend most of your time?
I spend a lot of my time establishing nonprofit organizations and helping them secure their tax and status, 501c3 tax and status, and helping them to get funding, and also helping startups and even some existing businesses with ancillary business services such as writing contracts, reviewing contracts, trademarking their business name and logo, things of that nature as well.
Okay, great. And so what are the things that they should have in place when they come to you? What are the things that they should really be prepared to kind of hand over or be able to talk to you and articulate?
They should be able to talk with me about what their vision is and mission for nonprofit people. Nonprofit people want to start nonprofit organizations. But if they don't have their vision, they can tell me what they really want to do, and then I can help them formulate their vision and mission. So I do that because that's also a part of the service that I offer, the federal tax exemption package. I developed their description component, which is a very detailed description of their services and future services that they're going to offer. And
okay.
As a matter of fact, yeah, I'm offering a nonprofit coaching program.
Oh, tell
people.
Us more about that. Yeah.
Okay. The nonprofit coaching program is where a person wants to start a nonprofit organization. And they need help in formulating their vision and mission. They need help in getting board members, what to look for, how to get committed board members, strategic planning in terms of fundraising and overall planning and day-to-day operations of the nonprofit organization. So they can definitely hop on this program. authentic. I'm offering it for $5.99 for a 3-month special. They can pay $250 per month. And they can call me at 301-408-1082, or they can email me at info@compuperfect.net to learn more about that.
Wonderful, wonderful. And certainly, listeners, you want to have an attorney, you know, do this. This is awesome. I know that different people offer services, but I think it's great that, you know, you have an attorney who's helping you put this together so you're not, you know, not shysted or somebody's not pulling the wool over your head. So I think that's a great benefit that you bring, you know, in addition to maybe some other people that are offering this type of service.
Yes, absolutely. Very good point. And I have a nonprofit blog that I have developed specifically for nonprofits, and the website is www.howtostartanonprofitorganization.wordpress.com. And I have a lot of good free articles on there and some nonprofit ebooks that people can avail themselves to.
Oh, check it out. And certainly I'm on your email list. So I know one email came out and it said 4 mistakes in setting goals. And then there is some more information, you know, how to hold a successful fundraising event. So people can get a hold of that, right?
That's right. Absolutely. And there's another one called the Nonprofit Board, which tells people to really know how to get committed board members, because a lot of people ask me, well, how do I get committed board members? What should I look for? So I said, let me write an ebook to help people do that, you know, and they need to know what the responsibilities of board members are, and they also need to enter into a written agreement between the board member and the nonprofit organization so that the board member will know what their duties and responsibilities are and what is expected of them.
That's great, because some people might think it's more just, oh, this is just a figurehead. I just kind of need you to be a board member just so I can turn in my paperwork. But they really need to be more than that, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, because board of directors, they really act as managers for the nonprofit organization, and they have a duty of care and a duty of faithfulness to the nonprofit organization. So it's a lot more involved, it's, you know, other than just being a board member by name, by title.
Okay, so there you have it, because I think some people might have that, might not realize that. I'm not sure that everybody realizes that. So that's why you need an expert. That's why you need attorney Carmen Booker to help you with that. What's your main website, your main website that you can give the listeners?
Okay, I'll give them 2 sites. The main site is www.compuperfect.net. And the business website is www.kbooker.wordpress.com.
All right, there you have it. And certainly we've talked to you. You also help with copywriting as well. And so we have a lot of artists that listen to the show, a lot of aspiring artists that listen. And so if you write music, if you are a songwriter, you want to protect your work. You want to protect it. And so how can you help an artist or a songwriter help protect their work?
Oh, I can help protect their work by copywriting it for them, because when you copyright your work, you're the owner of that copyright, owner of that work for your life plus 50 years thereafter. So no one can use your work without your permission. And if they do, then you can sue them for copyright infringement.
Ah,
so
there you go.
I definitely strongly recommend that everybody, you know, they can call me at 301-408-1082 so that I can help them.
Outstanding. Yes, and it's needed, and it's needed, and it's needed, and it's attainable. So it's not going. It's attainable, listeners. Let me tell you. And they can connect with you on Facebook as well. How can they find you on Facebook?
They can go to Carmen, K-A-R-M-E-N, Carmen Booker, B-O-O-K-E-R. Yes, and definitely on LinkedIn as well.
LinkedIn as well. Perfect. So I think, like, we could really do a reoccurring segment with you and have you come back, because there's so many things that we could delve into around, you know, the types of services that you offer. We could delve way into nonprofits and delve into corporations or a small business or an entrepreneur trying to decide which one they should have, and certainly around the copywriting, we could delve into that. And that's just scratching the iceberg of the things that
that's
you,
right.
that you do.
Uh-huh, that's right,
the iceberg. And how do you find time to do your blog and get your email out? Because you do a great job of keeping people informed.
Well, thank you. Well, I schedule them out. So I choose a particular time slot, maybe on a Tuesday or Wednesday, to post blogs, and I schedule them out over months at a time.
Okay, good. That's a tip right there, listeners. That's coaching right there to help you manage all of this. So you definitely want to check out Attorney Carmen A. Booker for your business consulting, for your nonprofit and not-for-profit consultation and all of that that's going on. Tax season, well, you know what? You might have a few more hours if you haven't done some things. I hope you didn't wait till the last minute like this, but certainly I know that that's heavy on people's minds today, right?
Yes, today's tax day, yeah.
Yes, and so you want to – it's something you don't want to wait to today to be stressing about. So we probably would be good to have you come back and talk about tax preparation tips throughout the year, right?
Yes, definitely.
So that, that
I don't
way
necessarily
that,
do – I'm not an accountant, but
right.
I can talk about some tax implications for different kinds of business entities, such as limited liability companies and corporations, and also nonprofit organizations.
That's good. That's good. Because you can't just win a nice grant and then say, okay, I've got a corporate, you know, I've got a nonprofit now, and then just spend the money any kind of way, because there's going to be. There's going to be some, you're going to have to speak to somebody on that. You're going to have to answer for that.
Yes, so, you will. That's a great way.
Yes, but it's great to have someone like you up front to kind of say, okay, these are the things you need to think about, because these will be the tax implications. Again, you'll need to talk to a tax advisor, but these are things you want to think about, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Do you feel that people come to you with some knowledge? Like, have they looked up stuff on Google? Do you feel like people come to you informed, or do you feel people just kind of come to you for services and they just are clueless?
Some people are informed, but most people are not. And that's what I'm there to help them become informed. So I don't mind doing that, and it's fine for me, and that's what I'm there for.
So. Great. Then you want to, listeners, you want to use the service, you want an expert to work with you. So, Attorney Carmen, tell us one more time all of your websites and how people can contact you.
Okay. Basic website is www.compuperfect.net. My business website is www.kbooker.wordpress.com. And my nonprofit site is www.howtostartanonprofitorganization.wordpress.com. And people can contact me by calling me at 301-408-1082, and they can also email me at info@compuperfect.net.
Fabulous. And if they're in the Maryland area, are they able to meet with you in person?
Yes, they are, absolutely. Yes, they can meet me at my home office or a mutually convenient location.
All right, there you have it, listeners. So plenty of opportunities. We want you to be informed. We want you to set things up correctly and work with experts who can do that for you and help you get things, your ducks in a row. And so, Attorney Carmen, my last question, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
Well, being able to provide hope and encouragement to other people and help them to realize their goals and dreams.
Wow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And we all want to do that. We all want to realize our hopes and our dreams. Well, I tell you what, our time just flew by. Again, we're going to have you back because I can see here like several segments we could kind of chunk things out for people and talk about things. So we'll get that scheduled. And we appreciate your time just stopping through to chat with us today on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so very much.
Oh, you are quite welcome. All right, listeners, guess what? That's going to be a wrap for today. We appreciate you hanging out with us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with us on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Of course, you can just go to charvette.com, and we're going to see you later. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.